We're ready?
Terms.
Okay. Bring the meeting to order. It is August 22nd. Was 9 a.m. It is now
9:52.
9:52. I want to apologize for all the technical difficulty right up front, but it happened. So, roll call, please.
Billy Smith,
Here.
John Buffington,
Here.
Bob Petrie,
Here.
Mary Kay Papen,
Here, present.
The staff of with us today is Richard Bustamante, in-house counsel, Ismael Tiarejo, executive director, Denise Chavez, paralegal, Sarah Lopez, staff administrator. Let the record show there is a quorum present, and let's do the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic of America, stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Has everybody had a chance to review the agenda? If so, there needs to be one exclusion. Mr. Bustamante, that is in closed session under medications.
Correct. Chairman Smith, regarding the agenda item 7C, discussion of medications, we would need a motion from one of the commission members to remove that from the agenda.
This is motion. Buffington, I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, or can we just...
Roll call, please.
Roll call, please.
Lee Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Mary Kay Papen?
Yes.
Robert Petrie?
Yes.
Okay. Approval of the minutes. Has everybody had a chance?
Do we need to approve this agenda?
Yeah, yes, Commissioner has modified. As modified.
Modified.
I'd make the motion to approve the agenda as modified.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Mary Kay Papen?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes from the previous regular commission meeting, July the 18th? Yes. If so, I'd hear a motion to approve the minutes.
Ms. Buffington, I would make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Mary Kay Papen?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
Next is the chairman's report. I have no report other than I truly apologize for what happened. It won't happen again, right, Mr. Trejo?
Yes, Chairman. Absolutely. Correct. You have our word.
Agency director report.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Izzy Trejo, Director of the New Mexico Racing Commission. First off, I'd just like to echo the chairman's apology from staff and myself, our sincerest apologies for this significant delay in starting our meeting due to some technical difficulties. Always strive to be better, and we're certainly going to put that theory to play as we push forward. So, and my apologies to the commissioners as well for the delay. I know we have a heavy agenda. We did not need that delay, but we will progress forward. I'll be quick. As quick as possible, but first off, I'd like to formally congratulate Mr. Billy G. Smith, Mr. John Buffington for their appointments as chairman and vice chairman, respectfully, at the last meeting. I know these two gentlemen have the best interests of the industry at heart. They're very passionate about our industry and look forward to working under their leadership here at the Racing Commission. Secondly, certainly want to welcome former Senator Mary Kay Papen. We look forward to working with her here at the NMRC. And we welcome her. And I think you'll have fun with us over here. Excited to see these very well-respected, formidable people serving the state of New Mexico and the horse racing industry here in New Mexico. Secondly, just want to mention a quick quirks from the trip to New York. We went to the Jockey Club Roundtable. A lot of discussion about whether this horse racing industry is on its deathbed, or is it in transition, or is it alive and well? Maybe a little of both, depending upon what part of the country you're in. But consensus was that there is a revival in this industry, specifically with the bulldozing of Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore, the rebuilding of that facility, the bulldozing of Belmont Park, the rebuilding of that facility, and the significant renovations at Keeneland Racecourse in Kentucky. The take from this discussion was that they want to build those facilities into very fan-friendly facilities in which the race fans that come to participate in a race day at those places are going to get a good experience. They're going to be able to get up close to the jockeys and the horses, and that's what the fans want to see. Unfortunately, they didn't mention regulators, but I know we're not very well liked. and that's okay. That's just our lifestyle that we chose to live. But anyways, and you see this in play at Saratoga Racecourse. We had a trip to Saratoga there along with the conference that we went to, and the jockeys walk right through the crowd after each race. Fans are allowed to take pictures with them, get autographs from them. And especially for the kids, they're right there with some of the superstars of the industry, Guy Rad Ortiz, Johnny Velasquez, and one of my favorites, Lanfranco Dettori, one of the best European riders in the history of the game. So it's pretty neat experience for fans to be able to get close to the horses and close to the participants in this game. So that's what these facilities are going to turn into. And I think that's real important because people do want to get engaged in the game. They also had a lot of tours going on in the barn area, Saratoga. People sign up for these. They're free. Industry expert takes them around to the barns, to the starting gates, all around the backside. And they learn the ins and outs, who, what, and where about the industry. So I think that's a neat idea. I'm not sure if it would pick up here in New Mexico, but you know, maybe down the road, it's something that's been tried at a lot of places and it kind of went by the wayside at the tracks I've ever worked at. But, you know, I think it's good to engage fans into the back part portion of our industry that people don't get to see all the time. I think that's a real neat thing to see over there. While I was in New York, we were in the barn area at a horseman's barn. And the veterinarians for the New York Racing Association came by to examine a horse. And they're using this technology. It's basically an iPhone you put on a tripod, and the veterinarians will jog a horse up and down the street. And it uses thermal imaging, and it will give a color code to the horse's legs. If the horse is pretty sound based on artificial intelligence, the horse's legs will be show up green or yellow on the app that the trainer has. And if they're red or orange, that means the horse still has issues and it will most likely not get off the vet slip. It's a lot cheaper than the PET scans that we were discussing last year. It's a lot easier to institute into a program. It won't be as a cost that expected as PET scans. So this subscription is only $170 a month, and our vets can use it. Like I said, it uses a gait analysis. It builds a baseline for each horse, so then it will pick up when a horse is moving a little different. So it can be easily instituted. So I think this agency will probably take a look at that. We'll speak to our vets. And you know, I have some questions about it myself. I mean, who determines the baselines? That's one question I would have. But anyways, good, cheap tool to evaluate a horse's soundness prior to running or trying to remove them from the vets list. It's just another aid for the veterinarian, since we always say the vets can touch and feel all they want, but they don't have x-ray vision to see what may be internally at issue with the horse. So it's something that I think we're probably going to look at. Cost is minimal. I think our vets could use the help. So that's all I've got. I stand for questions.
What's the name of the app?
I think it's Sleep, S-L-E-I-P. And a friend of mine that's a horseman there in New York, he showed me the horse that was taken out and jogged. He says, see, this horse has got four greens. They're going to take him off the list. The next one he had jogged, that one showed some red on one of the legs. He said they're not going to remove that horse from the vets list till I determine what's wrong with the horse at given some time. So it's pretty neat.
It must do with heat.
Thermal imaging.
But it has heat. It picks up heat.
Yes. Yeah, you just set the tripod up in the road with the iPhone or iPad, take the horse out, jog him that way, jog him this way, picks up on any issues with the horse. And it's something that it will keep a profile on each individual horse. So we'll have a database on all the horses, and it'll be able to tell when a horse's gait is starting to shift a little from its routine gait. So it's pretty interesting to observe that. And I'm glad we were able to witness it in action. I think it's something that we probably should take a look at.
Sure. You know, one of the concerns that horse racing I have is 95% of all our purse money now to this industry comes from some other in actual racing. Is that accurate?
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, that's probably very close to accurate. I don't have the exact number, but paramutual is a tough way to make a living. Subsidizing from the slots is the way we make our living.
So that being said, we never want to see any kind of decoupling happening here, ever. If that happens, it would be awful, right?
Well, decoupling has led to the demise of dog racing in Florida. So that being said, I would say you're probably accurate, 100% accurate. But then on the flip side, there's tracks that are surviving with just paramutual down in California. California is in a state of transition as well. They're trying to shut down the Northern California tracks and move that purse money down south so they can compete with the Kentucky Downs, the Keenelands, the Saratogas, and Belmonts that are running for $100,000 maiden special weights or more. And so one point that was made at the conference was you need to have the right amount of race days, keep the purse values at a reasonable level. And you need to build your field size with that, because the cost of operating a racehorse in this industry is a lot. So when you win a race, you're going to want to use that money to pay your bills for a few months, because not too many guys are like Commissioner Buffington that went three races in a row with a horse and build up. But so there's a balance in there on number of race days, purse values. You got to maintain field size to keep your product attractive. And that was one thing they focused on, was you got to give the public what they want. They want field sizes that enhances all the wagering on the exotic wagers. You have more action. So, there's some truth to be said. But one thing that I took away from it, one speaker said, we need to figure out who we are, what we are, and how to keep it strong. So, you know, that's one thing that this industry certainly should zero in on. Embrace change. You know, if we don't change, we see it with our gaming. The sports wagering is taken off, and we don't have that here. iGaming's taken off. We don't have that here. I've done that spiel before, so I don't bore you again. But nonetheless, sometimes you got to change.
Yeah, you got to accept change.
Yes.
I would say there is a sweet spot with purse money. And I always say people come up and say, we want double this race days. You want your purses cut in half, because remember, purse money always goes to purses. And so, you know, it isn't like there's going to be more purse money. So just rule of thumb, double your races, cut your purses in half. And that's the way it works.
Correct.
Right. Any more questions for the director? Let's move on to Mary Barber, New Mexico Breeders Association. Mary, are you there? Mary? No.
There she is.
There she is. Can you hear us, Mary?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Great. Okay. Well, good morning, commissioners. I'd also like to welcome Commissioner Papin. It's great to see you again. And I'll go on to my reports. Hey, for Ruidoso Downs.
Which is actually Albuquerque, right?
I'm sorry?
Which is actually. Go ahead.
I treat it like one meet.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So in their first 33 days, that's through Sunday, August 11th, Ruidoso Downs has run 112 New Mexico bred races. Of those, 26 were thoroughbred overnights, 31 were quarter horse overnights. There were 6 thoroughbred trials and 36 quarter horse trials, 3 thoroughbred stakes and 10 quarter horse stakes. The New Mexico Horse Breeders has contributed $278,000 to the overnight races and $280,000 to the stakes races for a total of $558,000. Now, this is $140,500 less than in 2023. However, it does not include the funds that we do add to the Rio Grande Senor and the Senorita, and 2 of the New Mexico bred stakes were canceled for Zia Festival. Ruidoso is averaging 3.4 New Mexico bred races per day. They had 35 for thoroughbreds and 77 for quarter horses and are plus 13 for the 3 a day. Now, for the average field size of the restricted New Mexico bred overnight races, the thoroughbreds are averaging 7.12, the quarter horses average 9.1, and there's a combined average field size of 8.2. For New Mexico breds running in open overnight races, in their first 27 days, 246 New Mexico breds ran in open overnight races. Of those, 64 came in first, second, or third, and that's about 26%, which is slightly down from last year. There was 14 thoroughbreds and 50 quarter horses. Our contribution to the purses for those horses was $77,866.36. And that completes my reports.
Any commissioners got any questions for Mary? None?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you. John, would you take this in close?
I would do that. I move that the commission enter into executive session to discuss pending litigation, licensing matters, and for deliberations in connection with legal proceedings as identified under item number 7 of the meeting agenda, in accordance with NMLSA 1978, sections 10-15-1H, 1, 3, and 7 of the Open Meetings Act.
Closed session. Thank you.
We need a second and a vote.
A second and
a vote. Second.
Second, Petrie.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Mary Kay Papin?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
Yes.
Now. Let it be the ninth. Let's come back into open session.
We sure love that.
And under unfinished business, we want the FY26 New Mexico Racing Commission budget, Amber.
Let's let Richard bring us back into
Mr. Chairman, my apologies, but I hereby swear and affirm on behalf of the commission that during the executive session, the matters discussed were the matters listed in the agenda. Basically, there was discussion and deliberation and no decisions were made. Thank you, Commissioner Chairman Smith.
Amber.
Excuse me. Chairman, members of the commission, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. I want to say morning. It's been a crazy day. But I just wanted to bring to your attention some numbers quickly. This is just a quick comparison. The budget is not due officially until September 1st. However, I wanted just to give a broad idea as to what Izzy and I have discussed in regards to the general fund request and also to an expansion request as well. Excuse me. For FY24, for actuals, we expended about $4.7 million. FY25, our budget is $7 million. Basically, that was the reason for the increase from 24 to 25 is because of the HISA fund. Excuse me, the Jockey Exercise Rider HISA fund. So that was a major contribution to why our budget was increased significantly. Going into FY26, just base, this is not including an expansion request, anything of that, we're looking at $7.7 million. So basically over FY25, our current fiscal year, we're looking at about $678,000 as an increase that we're requesting in our budget. Majority of that is because of the veterinarians. We're looking for additional veterinarians. And also a major increase is that our building is up for RFP this year. So we are in the process of looking for new space. So they anticipate that our building charges are going to go up significantly as well. As far as the expansion request, we are looking for about, excuse me, my throat still keeps on bothering me. We're looking for an additional 7 positions, totaling for salaries alone about $1.5 million is what I'm going to say. Office supplies about $85,000 to bring our total request for our budget for FY26 to $9.3 million. That's a large number, okay? But keep in mind, this expansion request has about 7 positions, key positions, 3 veterinarians, 1 attorney, a state investigator, deputy director, and financial staff position that we need.
And have we warned the legislature that we're coming for that kind of increase?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Mr. Trujillo and myself have had several conversations with the LFC's analyst, as well as the Department of Finance analyst. They're aware of the situation we're in and the importance of animal welfare and the importance of having vets staffed so we could introduce new programs that have been sitting in our strategic plan since FY21, just been sitting collecting dust, new innovative ideas to help the horses. It's unfortunate that we haven't had the benefits of an expansion of the budget from the legislature. So figure we're going to keep asking.
And if we don't get it?
We didn't get it last year, so things remain the same and we sit idle with our efforts. You know, we've just about hit the glass ceiling with our efforts on that, what we can do with the staff that we have. We had the big benefit of hiring vets this year because we had a special appropriation of $500,000 for usage of HISA activities. And we feel that it was the first step in building a veterinarian program here at the agency rather than using contractors every year that work one meet, not the other meet. There's no continuity. But now, like I mentioned earlier, our vets have relationships with these horses. They know when they can see changes in the horse when they go inspect them every race. And I think it's been very beneficial to the welfare of the horses this year. I think Sunland, we didn't even have one thoroughbred catastrophic at that race meet that I can remember. It's been a fairly good year, catastrophics here and yet. So, turnaround from last year.
So off the top of the head, how much was our budget last year? How much did we get last year?
So, excuse me, for last year, our budget was approximately like $3.4 million. And again, excluding HISA, anything like that. This year, our budget is about $7.1 million, but $3 million of that is HISA. So again, we're still about that $4 million range. This year, FY26, that I'm submitting the numbers this afternoon, excuse me, the budget is $7.7 million. That is what this agency needs to survive on a daily basis. Our agency traditionally goes in with a high, what we call a vacancy rate. Ideally, in a perfect world, you want 100% of your positions filled. That never happens. You have retirements, you have people that quit, you have people that decide to go on to, you know, private sector, federal government, whatever it may be. This agency, if you really look at the the vacancies that we have had over the past few years, traditionally we hold about two positions vacant. That's it. And that is currently what we have right now. We're in the process of filling another position. We have three. We're in the process of filling one. So right now we have two positions vacant, which leaves us with about a 10% vacancy rate, saying that, okay, if we don't fill these two positions for the rest of the fiscal year, we have some vacancy savings, not a lot. Now, we don't have a lot of staff that are planning to retire that I know of. So we're not going to have very much savings from saying, okay, let's say, you know, our secretary is going to retire. We can leave that position filled for 6 months. That's not the case. We know that a majority of the staff, they're dedicated workers to the agency, which is great. So that's why the 7.7 million for the FY26 request, not including the expansion at this point in time, like how you said, if it doesn't happen, let's exclude that. The $670,000 that we are requesting in addition to or above our FY25 budget, that is what we need to survive. I mean, if we don't even get that $600,000, those vets have to
be terminated.
Terminated. I hate to say that.
We'll have vets.
Really?
Correct.
Because that $500,000 appropriation, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, that was the whole thing that was keeping us afloat last year, was that special $500,000 appropriation. So essentially the 678, some of it is our building increase. And as I discussed with DFA, they think it's pretty reasonable. I mean, that's DFA. That's only one side of the equation. We still have LFC to talk to, you know, and convince of this during the session. But I mean, that 600,000 is essentially what we need to have our vet program.
So you think we're going to move?
Well, there's a high potential that we'll move from this facility. And I'm not sure, I can't speak for gaming and the other agency that's in here, but potential that all three of us will move out.
Really?
That'd be interesting.
I got it.
Well, I think this building's historically been a little high. And I know our partner, our neighbors heard about it up in Santa Fe quite a bit, about why are they paying so much in rent. But like I said, I don't want to speak for their situation, but I'm just telling you what I know.
I heard a little bit about it, but I be interesting. All right. Any questions from the commissioners for Amber? None? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amber. Go on to B. You need to vote.
Need a motion to accept.
Accept.
I would make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call.
Billy Smith.
Yes.
John Buffington.
Yes.
Mary Kay Papin.
Yes.
Bob Petrie.
Yes.
Just to clarify for the record, that was the vote on approval of the FY26 New Mexico Racing Commission budget.
Right. Now, B. Hector Aldrete.
Mr. Chairman, honorable commissioners, it's my understanding that regarding the matter of licensee Hector Alderete, if you would like to entertain a motion to basically agree to and accept the stipulated settlement agreement that has been negotiated with our AG prosecutor and a representative for Mr. Aldrete, that will include that he does face penalties for the action. Do we have a a motion to that effect?
Bobbington, I would make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Lee Smith?
Yes.
John Bobbington?
Yes.
Mary Kay Pippen?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
Okay.
Moving on to C, Ever Morales Flores.
Mr. Chairman, Honorable Commissioners, it's my understanding, based on your discussions with Mr. Morales Flores, that you would like to table at this time his request to be able to apply for a New Mexico Racing Commission license, with directions to Mr. Flores to provide written proof of a job offer. And perhaps if the person who's offering the job is available to be here in person next month or by phone, to also provide either proof of U.S. citizenship or proper paperwork for permission to work in the U.S., and that that matter would be taken up at next month's meeting.
Silencio. Que ocupa enseñar evidencias de que alguien le ofreció trabajo.
Él podría tener
escrito y si puede venir.
Ya tiene la carta donde estoy trabajando con él.
Okay, y pero esta no van a hacer la decisión hasta la junta siguiente que va a ser el mes que entra.
Okay. Puedo hacer porque pues no tengo economía ayuda para yo poder hacer el pago.
Okay.
Es lo que me está afectando, que me está pidiendo licencia.
Okay.
Yo tener...
He said that he is currently employed and that there's a letter for him, okay. Apparently. But he, without his license, he can't continue working. So what would be his next step is his question.
Well, we'll have to discuss that, I believe, after the commission acts. So let me clarify the motion. Honorable Commissioners, it's my understanding that the motion regarding Mr. Morales Flores is to able making a decision today to permit him to apply for a license with directions to the SIR that he provide written proof of a job offer. If possible, have the person who's making that job offer available by phone or in person at next month's meeting. And the gentleman provide either proof of U.S. citizenship or the proper paperwork for permission to the work in the U.S., and that he also complete a brand new application for getting licensed by the New Mexico Racing Commission.
Great.
So if that is a correct recitation of the motion, would the commission, one of the commissioners like to make that motion?
I would, this is Bobbington, I would make that motion.
Okay.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Bobbington?
Yes.
Mary Kay Pippen?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
All right, moving on to D. Request for approval of 24 Zia Park Stewards.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, the agency is respectfully requesting approval of the following stewards and substitute stewards for the 2024 Zia Park Race Meet. As presented, Lighting Steward Larry Fontenot Jr., Associate Steward Jeff Waxler, Associate Steward Donald Roush, with Substitute Sarah Lopez, Pinky Smith, Doug Howard, Lisa Johnson, and Elizabeth Garcia.
I need a motion to approve.
This is Bobbington. I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
Yes.
Mary Kay Pippen?
No, and I would like to explain my vote. I want to make sure that what we're doing is legal and that we're able to simulcast. I'm not against Zia Park. I just want them to work it out with Sunland Park, or we have enough days being raced where we can simulcast and the gaming can be open. And I think that's going before, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Chairman, to the Attorney General for a ruling on that. And then I would vote yes, but right now I'm withhold my vote.
With all due respect, Chairman, Mr. Pippen, we're on 8D. We're merely approving the stewards for the race.
Oh,
we'll be getting to that item.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
No, that's okay. We're on.
You want to read
D?
No, I've lost my place, so I'm not on the right one.
For the stewards.
Yes, I will vote yes.
Okay, we appreciate that. Oh, that's okay.
No, that's okay.
That's right.
And Bob Petrie.
Yes.
We'll have to find my class.
Okay, moving on to E.
Thank you.
Ratification for request for ratification of approval of variances down the Albuquerque.
I could, you want me to do them all? If,
yeah. You can do them
okay all? With the commissioners? Yes, because they're all the same.
Okay.
With the exception of Redoso.
Okay. We can do them one at a time, or we're going to do them all at once?
Yes, if we can approve of items 8E, 1 through 5 in one fell swoop, I'll do the explanation.
Okay.
Save some time. Due to the obvious natural disasters that occurred in Redoso towns throughout the summer, the tracks had to request variances to continue simulcasting. Redoso Downs had to request variance keep the gaming open due to the closure and cancellation of race cards. And so we're just requesting ratification of approval for the variances that were submitted by all five racetracks here in New Mexico.
I hear a motion to ratify the approval.
Ms. Buffington, I would make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Mary Kay Papin?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
Sunray Park?
You know something I don't?
Sunland folks.
Some money.
Some land.
And then we're going to go.
Mr. Chairman, honorable commissioners, regarding F1 agenda item, request for approval of 2025 primary application and simulcast license for the beautiful Sunland Park. It's my understanding that the commission would like to entertain the following motion. Motion to approve Sunland Park's primary license application and simulcast license application for 2025, and also approve the following race meet calendar for Sunland Park with the following details. The beginning of the meet will be December 19th, 2024. The meet will end April 6th, 2025. First day of entries will take place December 20th, 2024. Specific live days of racing will take place on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, mixed meets. The total number of races per day will be 9, and the total number of live race days for Sunland Park will be 55. So if I've made that motion correctly.
I hear a motion to ratify approval.
Buffington, I would make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Mary Kay Papin?
So now, is this the one? Is this the one? Yes. Thank you. I don't want to vote yes. I want to vote yes, but I want a ruling from the Attorney General on the race day so that we're able to simulcast and we're not going against statute.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Motion passes.
3-1.
3-1. And Mr. Dix, if you can proceed with the remaining approvals for Sunland Park, please.
Thank you, Richard. Commissioner Smith, members of the commission, Dustin Dix, Director of Racing Sunland. We're requesting approval of our 2025 nomination blanks as submitted. I could do them one at a time, or we could do them all together.
Can we do them all together, Richard?
Yes.
We can do them all together and just make sure, and we'll make sure that the motion lists all of those nomination blanks.
Yes. Go ahead. I want to make a motion to approve.
Are you going to read them or?
Yes. I understand, commissioners, that having reviewed the paperwork, that the commission would like to entertain the following motion to approve the following 2025 nomination blanks for Sunland Park, the 2025 Shoe Fly nomination blank, the 2025 West Texas Derby nomination blank, the 2025 West Texas Maturity nomination blank, the 2025 New Mexico Spring Maturity nomination blank, and the 2025 West Texas Maturity nomination blank. So do we have a motion to that effect?
I would, this is Buffington, I would make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Mary Kay Papin?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Item number three, I'd like to request that to be tabled for when we do the stakes races. That was my fault, and Denise tried to point it out to me, but I was confused, I guess. But that'll be, we'll request that when we do the stakes.
Motion to table.
Table or remove, whatever.
Uppington, I would make that motion to table.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Kelly Smith?
Yes.
Scott Uppington?
Yes.
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 Thank you, Mr. Chair. Richard, just for clarification, our first race day, is it January, that Friday, January 6th or one?
Third.
Third? Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Been on the G, Sunray Park.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners.
Okay.
And Honorable Commissioners, it's my understanding regarding Sunray Park on Agenda Item G1, Request for Approval of the 2025 primary Application and Simulcast License. It's my understanding that the Commission would like to entertain the following motion. Motion to approve Sunray Park's 2025 primary license application and simulcast license. And with respect to Sunray Park's race meet, the following details. The beginning would be April 7th, 2025.
April, April 18th.
Oh, no. Let us go through this. We'll get to that part.
Yeah. The beginning and ending dates of the Sunray Park 2025 race meet would be April 7th, 2025. The end date would be May 25th, 2025. The first day of entries would be April 8th, 2025. The first day of live racing would be April 18th, 2025. And they would conduct racing on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 races per day for a total base meet, live racing of 18 days.
Mixed meet.
And a mixed meet. So, Honorable Commissioners, if I've stated that correctly, do I hear a motion from one of the commissioners?
Uppington, I would make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call.
This is a roll call.
Yes.
Uppington?
Yes.
No, Sunray.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Petrie?
Yes.
Okay, I'll
go ahead.
I would want to take this opportunity to announce in the public that our racing director, Steve Fadunek, has resigned from Sunray to take a job in California. That happened earlier this month. We're in the process of securing another racing director. Steve has worked as a racing director for the last couple of years. He's made some positive contributions to our racing program at Sunray. And before that, he worked as the simulcast manager for, not sure, 6 or 8 years before that. And he did a good job, left on good terms, and we're going to miss him. And we wish him the best. In the interim, before we have another racing director, and I've notified the director, Ray Trejo, Stephanie Enriquez, our manager of Simulcast, and myself will coordinate all of the racing requirements for Sunray until we get that job filled.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Moving on to H, approvals for Ruidoso Downs.
And is Rick Ball?
Good morning, Commissioners.
Yeah.
Afternoon, sorry.
And Rick, excuse me, but Honorable Commissioners, it's my understanding with respect to item H1, the request for approval of the 2025 primary application and simulcast license, the Commission would like to entertain the following motion. A motion to approve
the 2025 primary license application and simulcast license for Rio Doso Downs. And these following specifics regarding their 2025 race meet. The beginning of the race meet would be May 15th, 2025. The end of the race meet would be September 1st, 2025. The first day of entries would be May 16th, 2025. The first day of live racing would be May 23rd, 2025. Specific days of live racing would be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. However, on Monday, Memorial Day, and Labor Day, racing would take place. And for August 29th, 2025, there would be no racing on that Friday. They would be mixed meets, 10 races per day, a total number of live race days of 46. So if I've stated that motion correctly, commissioners, do I hear a motion?
This is Commissioner Buffington. I would make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please. Denise?
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Mary Kay Capen?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
And Mr. Boff, you can proceed with the remaining requests you have, and thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bustamante. Commissioner Rio Doso Downs request for ratification of approval to move the remainder of the 2024 Rio Doso Downs race meet to the Downs of Albuquerque due to the flooding.
Here, motion to ratify the approvals for the move from Rio Doso to Albuquerque.
As Buffington, I would make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Mary Kay Capen?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
Thank you, commissioners. This time, Rio Doso Downs request ratification of approval to amend the 2024 stake schedule due to the move.
I hear motion to ratify the approvals.
Mr. Buffington, I would make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Mary Kay Capen?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
Thank you, commissioners. At this time, Rio Doso Downs request for ratification of approval to amend the 2024 purse schedule once again due to the flood.
Your motion to ratify the approvals of the purse schedule.
This is Buffington. I will make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Mary Kay Capen?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
Thank you, commissioners.
Thank you, Rick. Good luck. Moving on to the approvals for Downs of Albuquerque.
Right. Honorable commissioners, it's my understanding regarding the Downs of Albuquerque's request for approval of their 2025 primary license application and simulcast license, the commission would like to entertain the following motion. Motion to approve the 2025 primary license application and simulcast license, the Downs at Albuquerque, and with the following specifics regarding the Downs of Albuquerque 2025 race meet. The beginning date would be August 20th, 2025. End date would be beginning date would be August 20th, 2025. End date would be October 26th, 2025. The first day of entries would be August 21st, 2025. First day of live racing is August 28th, 2025. The Downs would run semi-consecutive days of Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. However, it would run on Thursday, August 28th. Night racing all days except Sunday. Total number of races per day would be 9, and the total number of live race days for the Downs of Albuquerque is 20. And honorable commissioners, if I stated that correctly, do I hear a motion?
Ms. Buffington, I would make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Call, please.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Mary Kay Capen?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
Mr. Cook, feel free to proceed with the other two requests.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Don Cook with the Downs at Albuquerque, requesting to amend our 2024 primary application. We're requesting to cancel the following race days, August 29th, 30th, 31st, and September 1st. Also, we're requesting to add the following race days, September 19th and September 26th.
I will hear a motion to ratify the approvals for the ratification of primary license.
Mrs. Buffington, I would make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
Bob Buffington?
Yes.
Kate Pappas?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
Vaughn.
Yes, sir. Chairman, Commissioners, requesting approval to amend our 2024 stake schedule. The changes are the J.R. Maloof Marathon Claimant Stakes, originally scheduled for Thursday, August 29th, will be moved to Thursday, September 5th. Trials for the AQHA Distance Challenge will be moved from Friday, August 30th to Thursday, September 5th. There'll be no change to the final date of September 21st. The Petticoat Stakes, originally scheduled for Saturday, August 31st, will be moved to Saturday, September 7th. And the Petrie GMC Tiff Staff, originally scheduled for Sunday, September 1st, will be moved to Sunday, September 8th.
I hear a motion to ratify and approve the amended 24 stakes schedule.
Ms. Buffington, I would make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
Bob Buffington?
Yes.
Mary Kay Pappas?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
Thank you. Forward to the stake.
Honorable Commissioners, it's my understanding regarding Expo New Mexico 2025 race meet, the commission would like to entertain the following motion. Motion to approve the 2025 primary license application for Expo New Mexico with the following specifics regarding its race meet. The beginning of the race meet for Expo would be August 27th, 2025. The end of the race meet would be September 28th, 2025. First day of entries would be August 28th, 2025. First day of live racing would be September 4th, 2025. And Expo New Mexico would run Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, mixed meets, total number of 9 races per day for a total live race days of 17 days. And they're obviously running in semi-consecutive days. So if I've stated that motion correctly, do I hear a motion to that effect?
This is Buffington. I'll make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Smith?
Yes.
Sean Buffington?
Yes.
Pappas?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Approval for Zia Park. Chris, are you up there?
Yes, Chairman, Vice Chair, Commissioners, Chris McElane, Penn Entertainment, and representing Zia Park today. Zia Park.
And sir, I'll make that first motion, and then you can proceed with your other requests. Thank you. Okay. Honorable Commissioners, it's my understanding that with respect to Zia Park, that the Commission would like to entertain a motion to approve the 2025 primary license application and simulcast license with Zia Park with the following details regarding its 2025 race meet. The beginning of Zia Park's race meet would be October 24th, 2025. It would end on December 17th, 2025. First day of entries would be October 25th, 2025. And the first day of live racing would be November 1st, 2025. Live racing would take place on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, but also Wednesday, December 10th, and Wednesday, December 17th, as well as Friday, November 28th. Opening day would have 11 races, and thereafter 10 races per day for a total live race days of 31. So, Honorable Commissioners, if I stated that correctly, would the Commission like to make a motion to that effect?
Mrs. Buffington, I would make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Could I make one just one comment or clarification?
Sure. Go ahead.
Just the the date on December 10th, we had agreed to add the extra day in. I believe that, at least based on the conversation, we were going to look for the best placement of that date. So I don't, it, we may come back and possibly ask for that extra day, maybe to be placed at another point in the calendar during the meet, you know, for maximum exposure, if that is acceptable to the commission.
That's acceptable. Just get with Izzy and he'll take care of it for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Mary Kay Papin?
Again, I go with my conditional no until we get a ruling from the Attorney General, and then so that we can simulcast and keep gaming going.
Petrie?
Yes.
Mr. McErlane, feel free to proceed with the other remaining requests for Zia Park, please.
Thank you, Mr. Bustamante. Chair, Vice Chair, Commissioners, Zia Park requests approval of its condition book number one for the 2024 race meet. For your information, just 2 points with that. One, our purse schedule is scheduled to be the same as last year, with approximate overnights at 350,000 per day. We also had run last year successfully our New Mexico Classic Stakes Day. We split them over 2 days, Sunday for quarter horses, Monday for thoroughbreds. We're planning on doing that again this year and running the overnight races as all New Mexico bred races as well on those 2 days. And on our Stakes Day, Land of Enchantment Day on the 26th of November, we would not have any New Mexico bred race days or races scheduled that day. We did consult with the New Mexico Breeders Association. They endorsed that plan as they did last year. We found it successful for everyone involved with near record handles on all 3 days. So I just wanted to make those points of clarification in that condition book.
Thank you. I hear a motion to ratify the approvals of 24 condition book one. See you, Park.
Buffington, I'll make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Mary Kay Papin?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
Moving on to number three, request approval of 2024 post times and wagering format. Chris?
Thank you, Chairman, Vice Chair, Commissioners. Zia Park wishes approval of 2024 post time schedule and wagering format. One clarification on the wagering format for those two of the stakes days on Monday, the 25th of November, and Tuesday, the 26th. We plan to offer two pick five wagers on those days because of the extra stake races on those days. The normal wagering format will be on the other days, as stated there.
Motion to ratify approval of the post times and wagering format.
Ms. Buffington, I'll make that motion.
Second, Petrie.
Roll call, please.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Mary Kay Papin?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
And I'm glad to say this meeting is adjourned.
Yeah.